Well, it's been a roundabout route, old girl, but this is it. I really think we're finally heading back to the Milky Way. Late 20th century, Earth, Northern Europe, homing in on Amsterdam. Oh no, oh no. A time ship. On collision course, we're getting hit by temporal shockwaves. What's that? A distress call.
And request urgent assistance. We're crashing.
Yes, I know you're crashing. I am the thing you're crashing into. Please identify yourself.
Hello, I'm Jenny. Oh my gosh, is that a TARDIS? Really,
well, I'm glad you're impressed, but we do have more urgent concerns.
Yes, of course we do, but if that's a TARDIS, then who exactly are you?
Thing right behind my ship.
And we're all caught in its field. Keep your heading as stable as you can. I'm going to try and hop on board.
Open sesame!
Says who?
Sesame.
Yes, all this turbulence provides a perfect distraction.
I know. Couldn't have gone better if we'd planned it.
Can we go soon? I'm feeling a bit seasick.
Don't be a wuss one. We're in the cargo hold now. We might as well look round.
All this effort hardly seems worth it for a few trinkets. It's beneath us.
You can pipe down as well, Four. I'm in charge. I want nice things.
Feels like somebody's activated a vortex stamping field.
Finally.
Shh. Someone's coming.
Hello? Is anyone there? The door seems to be open.
A lady. I'll handle this.
No, you won't.
I will.
I've stabilised us for now. A wide-range vortex damping field, but it won't hold for long.
Wow! I've never seen a TARDIS appear like that before.
Not many have. I need to get your ship on the same wavelength as mine. Do you mind?
No, please go ahead. I'm Jenny. Did I say that already?
Hello, Jenny. I'm the Doctor.
Whoa! What? But you're nothing like him. Hold on. Look at you go. It is you, isn't it? You.
Oh, you've done remarkably well keeping your ship a few minutes ahead of that detonation. Oh, but we're still getting shockwaves. That's the trouble if something blows up inside the vortex. The effect reverberates through space and time. What was it, I wondered, to cause such an enormous blast? Oh, my sticking blasters won't last. We need to find another way to get clear. Sorry, what did you mean? Me. Have we met?
Well...
No. That's not the vortex detonation.
No, it's a bit more straightforward than that.
Move away from the door!
What exactly is going on here?
Right out of that seat, young woman!
This is the captain of the ship, and those are her stewards, with the guns.
You will explain yourself. Who's this fella? And where did the blue crate come from? What's it doing on my flight deck?
Jenny, you're not the pilot. Is there something I should know?
She's a stowaway, a pirate, just like you.
Wait a minute, I did stop a time crash.
Time crash?
Are you two in cahoots? Trying to steal my time cruiser? Restrain them both!
Yes, Captain.
I'm up.
No, don't do that. There's no need for violence.
Hold her!
I can beat them. Do you want to beat them, Dad?
No. This can all be sorted out without resorting to violence. What did you call me?
Ow, come on!
All right, your way is done.
Get them out of here! Lock them in the brig! Secure them in economy!
Excuse me?
Yes, Mr. Gregorian. We've a bit of a situation here.
Of course, and I'm sure you're handling it. But a few of us were wondering, when will the canapes be coming round again?
What did you say you were doing down here?
Checking on my luggage. You know, what with all the turbulence, I have breakables.
Isn't everything breakable? Eventually.
I suppose. Aren't you in the band?
Second bassoon.
Pity. I like a bassoon. But I prefer playing solo.
What the hell is that? You don't mean the girl was right. There's a temporal explosion right on our tail. Let me see those readings.
Here, Captain.
There's a damping field holding it off, but it's deteriorating. Good grief! That discharge is off the scale. Ever seen anything like it, pilot?
No, Captain.
This blue box, how did it get in here?
No idea, ma'am.
Maybe they beamed it up from the hold. Though I don't remember anything like it getting checked in.
Captain, whatever they did to stabilize the blast, it won't hold.
Damn it! From these scans, it's a pretty terminal outcome. We definitely can't accelerate away from the thing.
No, Captain. Not with these engines.
Then we've no choice. Send out a distress call and ready the lifeboats.
Oh, it's amazing seeing you again after all this time. Actually, I'm a bit annoyed about one thing. You left. You really should have waited for me.
I'm sorry, I have no idea who you are.
Oh, hold on. Is there some sort of weird Time Lord thing going on? You do look totally different. Though I came back to life and I'm just the same.
Sorry. Is there something wrong with you? Have you escaped from somewhere?
Yes! Oh, yeah, I've escaped from loads of places.
Suddenly I know how it feels to be the one asking the questions. Can we start with how you came to be on this ship?
I stowed away. Part of my whole exploring the universe plan, but I suddenly got the weirdest feeling. I sense things. Time things. I don't always know the right words. It's like an instinct, you see?
I see.
I knew that this time cruiser was heading for a collision.
Was that before or after you seized the bridge and drove it at my TARDIS?
TARDIS! Oh, again! Oh, I'd really like to see it. A real proper space and time ship! Oh, imagine where I could go in that.
Calm down. You were actually making sense for a moment there. No. Sorry. Carry on.
Okay. There's a temporal disaster, massive ball of timey-wimey stuff exploding, and you're right. What you did back there won't work forever. When it hits, it'll tear this cruiser apart. We still need to get out of its way.
We agree on that. Oh, the damping field's weakening. No, wait. It's holding. We've a little time at least.
I can feel the disruption in the air, all around us. Oh, it's giving me butterflies.
You sense it too. And you seem to think I was your... tell me, Jenny, where do you think you came from, originally?
I'll have this and this. Not bad, I've got one of those already.
That was very rude, you know.
What? Oh, no, shoot her again. Fascinating. This time she didn't even flinch.
To shoot me in the face once might be seen as a misfortune. Twice smacks of carelessness.
What are you?
The same as you, it appears. A thief. I came down here to do exactly what you're doing.
Really? Well, there's only room for one kleptomaniac on this cruise. Winner takes all. And I have the gun.
Don't bother. It doesn't work. The Abwe can only die of old age.
Abwe? I thought they were extinct.
Not quite yet.
You mean you're the last? most precious.
First you shoot me, now you flatter me. You are an interesting one, Mr.
Nine. They call me the Nine.
Sorry, you're what?
A progenerated anomaly, grown from one single organism. You, well, you at some point in your future.
I can't possibly see how that might happen. I don't give away my genetic material to just anyone.
Well, I think it took you by surprise. Well, at least I think it was you. Will be you. Yeah, it is you.
Please stop sniffing me.
Oh, but you're young. 5, maybe 6 bodies younger.
How can you know any of this?
Does that make you my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather?
No, it doesn't make me anything. I'm nothing to do with you. Now, can we please focus on getting out of here?
Oh, yeah, we should have done this earlier.
What's that?
Sonic keys. Thought they might come in handy. What would all be escaping?
Where did you get them?
I made them. Easy when you know how, or in my case, even when you don't. Come on! Great-great-great-great-great-grands! Oh, sorry, did I miss one?
Sometimes I wonder what I did to the universe to deserve days like this.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gregorian. There will be no more hors d'oeuvres. I've no choice but to order an immediate and orderly evacuation. The lifeboats will exit the vortex back to our point of origin.
Very well, if you think it's best.
You will, of course, be recompensed. And as soon as we can rerun the cruise, your tickets will be valid for a repeat journey.
Well, I would hope so.
Move along, please. No cause for alarm. Lifeboat bay this way.
Bring that. And that. Don't forget that one. If I can't kill you, you can at least help me carry this lot.
Where are we going to put it all?
Don't worry about that. You just worry about not dropping anything. Now, keys.
Keys, keys.
In here.
Oh, you've brought your own storage crate.
It's a bit more than that. Hurry up.
Well, well, well. It's not often I see something new, but this is new.
Even the last of the Abwehr is impressed. My ship can go anywhere, anywhen. So you'd better start showing me some proper awe and respect. I am a Time Lord. All of time and space is at my command. I simply pull this lever and... Oh.
Problem?
No. All this loot, we can't get away!
You will let me know when I should start being impressed, won't you?
You're telling me why you were on this ship? Just for a ride? Exploring the universe?
Not strictly speaking, no. Oh, maintenance ladder. We can reach the first class up through here.
You seem to know the layout. After you.
Well, I have to do my research. Find out which bits might be useful.
Which bits? So the captain's right, you were hijacking her ship.
The cockpit? Well, the whole flight deck, really, is detachable. You can fly independently like an engine. I'm building transport of my own, and I needed the parts.
So you decide to steal from someone who's already using them to drive their cruiser.
I was going to make sure they'd arrive safely at their destination first.
And what a splendid job you've done of that.
Oh, it wasn't my fault. If everything had gone to plan, they never would have missed it.
It's still theft. Not to mention extremely dangerous, tampering with vortex-capable engineering based on nothing more than a feeling in your water. It's reckless, selfish, thoughtless.
Oh, no.
You felt that too. Aftershock. Tingling of the nerve endings.
Of course.
The explosion is accelerating again. It'll be on us in no time. We need to get back to the TARDIS.
Oh, I love the sound of that.
We've got it on the monitor. See? But that's not my fault. That's why we can't move.
What is it? It's quite eye-catching. The lights, the colours.
An explosion in space-time, caught in the vortex, slowly rippling through causality right behind this cruiser.
Oh, so that's what's caused the turbulence?
It'll do a lot more than that once those energy arcs catch up with us. Likely to smash us to smithereens all through the vortex. Splatter us into next week, quite literally.
Where's it coming from? What was it that exploded?
See if I can zoom in and wind back. According to these readings, a TARDIS. Another TARDIS. That's weird.
Oh, you see, it doesn't take long for the shine to come off. When you live as long as I have, you soon realise nothing's unique. Oh, except me, that is.
Shut up, big head!
I beg your pardon.
Shh, shh, I'm concentrating. It wasn't any old TARDIS exploding. No, it's ancient. One of the first, if not the... Oh, I want it.
Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Apologies once again. Please make your way aboard the safety vessels. My crew will lead the way.
Excuse me, I have a plutonium club card. Shouldn't I be on the first raft?
Sorry, company policy. Our technical staff have priority to make sure the vortex gateway is properly secured. Don't worry, there's plenty of room for all. And I assure you, we've quite some time before the cruiser is in any immediate danger. We take your safety very seriously.
Doesn't seem right somehow. The crew going first.
We've at least 20 minutes before any of our safety features are likely to be breached. Honestly, I've overseen evacuations before. Not that uncommon in vortex travel. The procedure is completely in order. If you've read the safety brochure...
Nobody reads those.
Stand back, please, ladies and gentlemen. Ready, lifeboats 1, 2, and 3. Launch! You see, our engineers will traverse the vortex, identify the safest point of escape, and be first through the exit wormhole. That way, we ensure the safe arrival of all other lifeboats.
What's that? Out there. Thought I saw something in the distance.
The vortex is full of strange movement and colour. To the untrained eye, it can seem...
There. A shadow. A definite shape near the first lifeboat.
Local fauna. Nothing to worry about. Ready the next lifeboats!
You did say about all the corridors and the running.
Did I? Well, I'm happy to hear some things don't change in my supposed future.
You still don't believe me. Take a DNA sample if you like.
I'm a little busy for that.
Well, then surely there's some other way.
Shh. They're launching escape craft.
That's good, isn't it? People are getting away.
Sending defenseless vessels out into the vortex while there's an unexplained anomaly closing in. The TARDIS will have to wait. We need to stop them. Which way is the evacuation bay?
Might be trickier than it looks. Forget tricky. Try impossible. Ah! I can't get hold of it! It's an afterimage. That TARDIS is gone. Long, long ago.
But we're feeling it now.
That's temporal physics for you. It happened 1,000 millennia ago. And it happened just now. You wouldn't understand Time Lord stuff.
I do know something about eternity.
There is still that. Crisscrossing the hole it left behind. That's pretty... pretty. Perhaps there's something I can salvage after all. Look at it. Aftermath of a bullet through 5 dimensions.
Oh, yes, it is rather beautiful. 1 billion fireworks caught in aspect.
Remove the interference, clean up our view. You see what's actually out there, surrounding this cruiser? Splinters. Broken shards of space-time. Shattered timelines. Planetary history.
Fascinating. Can't we take a closer look?
No. It's blocking us. Where's that damping field coming from? Another TARDIS.
The third one? Oh, my, my, they're practically commonplace.
No, it's newer. Like mine. Not as good as mine, obviously. It's on the cruiser too, and... Oh, it's him, isn't it?
Oh, so it belongs to someone you know. Have I happened upon some kind of Time Lord get-together?
No, the Doctor and I don't socialise.
What are they?
Out there.
I have to say they don't usually do that.
You said fauna. Things live in the vortex.
Vortisaurs. And no, they're usually much warier. I suggest you call a halt to abandoning ship.
You should listen to him. Oh, God, there are a lot of them. I think they've seen us.
Vortisaurs? Really? Let's pause the evacuation. Everyone move away from the lifeboats.
Can't you drive us away from them?
No, not really. My flight crew were in the first lifeboat.
And we're surrounded by shards of fractured space-time. It's a minefield.
Doctor, those vortices are helping us.
We need to get everyone out of here.
Run! Seal the lifeboat, babe. Run!
Loading up. More nice things. Here. Put them in my TARDIS.
What's the point? We can't actually take them anywhere. We can strip the hull clean, but if your ship's immobilised...
I know. I'm not stupid. Doing this keeps me occupied. It takes my mind off the problem.
Wouldn't your mind be better occupied finding a solution?
This delightful filly has a point.
Excuse me?
She's right. We should think about this.
I say we keep trying to kill her!
No. I decide what to do. There's the whole point of being the Nine. I'm the biggest number. I'm in charge.
Oh, that's a rather disconcerting trick with all the voices.
It's not a trick. It's just how I am.
And what are you, precisely, Mr. Nine?
I told you. A Time Lord. A Lord, you hear? So you should listen to me.
Oh, I bow to the patriarchy. So if you and this Doctor are both Lords of Time, can't you put your heads together and fix it?
I suppose.
Come along. Let's find him. You see, with my practical approach and your unique skill set, I believe we're going to work very well together.
Keep moving, ladies and gentlemen! Down to the lounge!
Will these bulkheads hold them?
They're not designed to. Those creatures don't usually attack.
Allow me. We can at least double lock them.
Don't let me help. So, they're vortisaurs. They sound great.
In small numbers and as a purely academic prospect they are, evolution in the time vortex is a fascinating subject. Ah, Captain. You're looking at us strangely and pointing a gun.
Ugh, I thought we were all getting along now.
You two, we locked you up. Who let you out?
This is all your fault.
They're through the outer shields.
Throw the stowaways overboard. Let those monsters eat them. At least they won't be eating us.
No, wait a minute.
Excuse me. Might I and my associate be of any assistance?
Thank you, but I think I have everything I... Oh, you.
Doctor.
Just when I thought things couldn't get any worse.
Friend of yours?
Not exactly, but he is one of my own people. He's called the Nine.
Another Time Lord? What are the chances, eh?
Yes, it's your lucky day. Don't worry, Doctor, I don't want to be stuck here any more than you do. So what do you say we find a way out of this hole? Together?
Please relax, ladies and gentlemen. We have experts on the case. We'll be on our way very soon.
I still say we should have thrown them overboard.
These people, these Time Lords, are our best chance of survival. Let's just take refreshments here in the lounge while they sort things out.
Ugh! This coffee's cold!
So, with two TARDISes at our disposal, we might have a chance of breaking free.
You know what this is, don't you, Doctor?
It's a slow time
explosion. Fragments of frozen temporal energy splintered all over the place. Timelines, time tracks, chronoplasm. It's all a bit of a mess, really. And we're caught inside it. One false move and boom! Or splat! Or boom, splat.
Who's the girl?
I'm his daughter. Who are you? Aren't you in the band?
Oh, shush, child. Just let the grown-ups deal with it, will you?
Weren't you listening? I actually know about this stuff. But as soon as we need urgent woodwind support, I'll be sure to ask you.
Let's play nicely. You're a dark horse, Doctor. Who's the lucky mother this time? Or father? And when did you find the time?
I didn't. Not yet, anyway.
Ah, so you do believe me.
Let's just say it's not the least plausible story you could have come up with. Right, my TARDIS is through here, on the flight deck. Where's yours, Nine?
In the cargo hold. There's a ladder over there.
Now, this is all still extremely dangerous. Might I ask a favour of your associate, Thala?
Oh, is that her name? We only just met.
As if I don't already have enough paradoxes to tiptoe around.
What do you mean?
Never mind. Thala, would you be so kind as to make sure the captain and all her passengers find somewhere safe to shelter?
Now, why would I want to do that?
Because I asked nicely.
And because those vortisaurs look really, really hungry?
The creatures have already breached the lifeboat bay. The chances are they're swarming all over the upper decks. The captain's in the lounge, but somewhere closer to the centre of this vessel would be better.
He also wants them away from the engines in case they explode. The ballroom would be good.
It does seem a lot of effort for such petty lives, doesn't it?
Do you remember how rich they all are? You might be rewarded.
Yeah, there is that.
Go on, Thana, be a sport. Get us some nice things.
Very well. It'll pass the time, I suppose.
You know what to do. We've no choice but to cooperate if any of us are getting out of this in one piece.
Okay, so how's this going
to
work?
Well, if the Nine doesn't mind, he'll need to link force fields with my ship.
Mind? Why would I mind?
I'm finding this altruistic attitude of yours very hard to swallow.
I'm only too happy to be of help. Assisting you is its own reward. What could possibly be better than working together with the Doctor for the greater good?
He does actually seem genuinely keen. Come on, what about me? What can I do?
All right. With our force fields linked, we can create a stable pocket within the vortex. It should give this cruiser room to manoeuvre. And that, Jenny, is where you come in.
You're sure the passengers will be safe down there?
Well, what's left of them. And if we seal all the shutters on this level, they'll be even safer. You will make sure to tell them how helpful I'm being, won't you? Especially that one with the diamond-studded cummerbund.
Mr. Gregorian? Oh, yes, I'll let them know.
Good.
How do you know so much about this ship's layout? You're in the band.
Well, I like to know my emergency exits.
Where are the others, by the way?
Oh, don't worry, don't worry. I'll return to direct the rescue operation soon enough. They'd never manage without...
Oh!
Now, that shouldn't be happening. Let's get back to the ballroom.
There. Made it.
Nine, are you reading me?
Yes, TARDIS shields operational and in sync.
Well done. I'm boosting our compatibility matrix.
Uh-oh. Space-time fallout hitting the aft deck. Matter distortion.
That was always a risk. At least it's not the engines.
No, there's nothing important back there. Only the people.
We need to hurry. I'll leave this channel open. I'm going to speak to our pilot.
Of course. Drive safely now.
Come on. Mind that. Whew. I want to get to one of those. Course correction, 7 degrees starboard.
How are we doing?
Yeah, it's tricky. I think there's clear space ahead. Then one of those strings of broken space-time flies out in front of me. Even with your shields, they are popping up everywhere.
It would be a lot worse without them. For now, it's like steering out of a cat's cradle. Every strand could kill us. I've left the TARDIS systems running.
Whoa!
Oh! Jenny, maybe it's a good idea if I take over from here.
I can do it.
We need to progress a little quicker. You can afford to let the throttle out more. Oh, not that much.
You didn't have to come out here. I can manage.
Watch out for that.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
6 degrees port. I really do think perhaps I might be better.
No, I'm doing it.
Remember to ease off the clutch gently when you're phasing. And don't clutch the gearing!
I know, it's just hard when you're watching.
Believe me, it's harder for me to watch.
All okay. No reply in your TARDIS, so I thought I'd patch myself through to the bridge. Not interrupting daddy-daughter time, am I?
We are quite busy.
Oh, don't mind me. I just thought you'd like to know. Your little safe space for the humans. It looks like a swarm of vortisaurs is right outside.
We need to get out of here.
It's just matter distortion. It'll stop once we're out of this anomaly.
But they're getting in.
No, no, they're not. The holes are nowhere near big enough for an entire vortisaur to get through. That's just a little one.
Oh dear, another passenger dead.
Still, one less compensation claim for you.
That was the Viscount of Ballinac.
Ooh, a hefty compensation claim, too.
We need more protection to stop any more getting in. What about the fire shields?
There are fire shields? What's wrong with you people? Why didn't you say? Honestly, it's like you want to cut your pathetic little lifespans even shorter.
How can you be so calm?
I can't guard. It's my burden, sort of. Mind you, if this takes much longer, the matter distortion will hit these shields too. All the vortisaurs will get in, and I'll spend an entertaining 10 minutes watching the rest of you perish.
This situation is totally unacceptable.
I know, I know. At least you won't have to live with it for long. Think of me.
Oh, it's finished with the Viscount. Look out!
It's not very big at all.
Oh my!
You see, nothing touches me. Now, hand me one of those drinks. Oh, yes, aren't you pretty? A baby, perhaps. Now, open that hatch for me. There's a good captain. Oh, I'm so bored of you humans, I can't even be bothered to watch you die.
It's a vent pipe. There's no air. Only engine fumes. You won't survive.
Have you listened to a word I've been saying? And I doubt this little sweetheart needs air. Told you I memorized all my emergency exits. Close it up then, before you're all poisoned.
Do as she says.
Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
Now what?
Boring. Good little nine, doing as the doctor tells you.
I'm not. I have a plan.
Can't we at least watch everyone dying?
Shut up, Six. Look at the monitor. See the pretty patterns we're flying through.
You know what they are, don't you?
Yes, I already told the Abway woman. Frozen time. Strands of a planetary timeline left hanging in the vortex like jewels. Pretty jewels. Yes, but which planet? You know that too, don't you?
Look what I've got for you. I think it's a youngster.
Yes, yes. Haven't got one of those. Take it to the vault. Third door, second left, along the corridor and at the end.
All right. No need to be so excited.
Sorry. Thank you, Thana. Really, thank you. Put it in a stasis cage.
Jewels. Yes, I have a plan.
Well, if I'm not wanted then. Oh my. Look at this place. Stasis cage. Yes. Oh, this is quite a collection. Perhaps it's going to be worth my while sticking around after all.
Honestly, you can go. Deal with the Vortisaurs. I've got this. We're almost clear.
It's not so simple dealing with a flock of angry scavengers. Our teeth and claws tend to get in the way of negotiation.
You'll come up with something. Or else...
Or what?
Well, I was thinking. The Vortisaurs live here, don't they? In the Vortex. So they'll be full of Vortex stuff.
In layman's terms, yes.
So, once we're through the worst of it, we could use your TARDIS to bounce a force field back through the cruiser. It could work like a filter, set to target Vortex stuff and flush them all out, like fleas in a decontamination booth.
Your choice of analogy makes me wonder what company you've been keeping. But in principle, yes, that's... that's brilliant.
I thought so.
Oh, now, keep your eyes on the road and get us out of this tangle.
That's what it is. That's what we're flying through. Earth, all its history.
Nine, can you hear me? We're through the worst of the distortion. Our TARDISes will be free to move very soon, and we've an idea to deal with the Vortisaurs. It was Jenny, actually. She came up with a very clever...
Oh, shut up, Doctor.
Other people's children. Boring. But you are beautiful. Mine. Oh, mine forever and ever. Mine.
I've stored the creature. Sorry. Do you want to be alone?
What?
I was admiring your vault.
Oh, you didn't touch anything, did you? That's all my stuff. It's not yours.
Of course. No, I just want to help you gather more things. Add to your collection, just as I did with the Vortisaur.
Do you now? And you're indestructible. Could be useful for tricky jobs. Ones where I might get damaged. You see what's on screen?
Splinters of time, you said. A planet fractured in five dimensions?
Pieces of history, literally. And I can absorb them into my TARDIS, into my cloisters. Imagine.
What do you mean?
You know Earth.
Oh, yes, I do. I even spent several centuries there.
We can keep it all. One short hop to the middle of the fracture, and we need never go anywhere again.
Yes. Much as I have come to appreciate your company in these few short hours, I must say that's not the most enticing prospect.
You don't understand. We can stay in this TARDIS and look at my treasures. Any treasure you want. You could pluck it from history.
Pluck? As in remove, take away?
Yes, yes. Imagine, any Monet, a new Michelangelo, a lost Da Vinci, crown jewels of every nation. I can dip in and take it.
That does sound rather more attractive, yes.
But they're mine. They're not yours. Remember that.
Naturally.
I will let you look at them, though, from time to time. Would you like that? You'd have to keep it secret, of course.
Of course. Perhaps I could hold them on occasion.
Perhaps. Any second now, I'll be able to fly us into the middle and start the absorption. But you do need to do something for me.
Anything, Nine. I think we're on the same wavelength.
Make the Doctor go away.
Almost there.
Careful.
Setting us back to cruise control. We're out of the distortion.
Well, I have to admit, that was an impressive piece of flying. Now we can try your idea to flush out our unwelcome guests.
Can I come with you? Inside your TARDIS?
Why not? Follow me. Here she is, be it ever so humble.
Ooh. Oh, it is a bit humble.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I was expecting something, I don't know, a bit more time machine-y.
The TARDIS is a time machine. I don't know how much more time machine-y she could get.
Well, don't get me wrong. The circles, the white, you've certainly gone with a theme here.
Well, sorry to disappoint. Some people like clean lines, neatness, practicality, rather than filling the place with flash-bang gadgetry and...
Actually, now I can hear her.
Ah, she seems to recognise you. The telepathic circuits are doing somersaults.
Oh, she's awesome. Brilliant. Oh, gorgeous. Yeah, it's fantastic to meet you too. Yeah, isn't he? Yeah, I know.
If you two are quite finished with the introductions. Let's see about these vortisaurs.
What's happening?
Hundreds of them! And they're all coming through!
This is your fault. Your fault! We're all going to die! I only wanted to see a spectacle or two. Momentous occasions. All this for nothing.
What happened?
They're gone. I think we're saved.
I think we should go.
How structurally sound is this cruiser?
Very. But it's been stressed to its limits. Although there is one place that's designed to last.
I'd like to know what happened to all those damn Time Lords.
I expect we'll find at least one of them there. Follow me to the flight deck!
What's he playing at? Nine! Come in, Nine! He's refusing to switch his comms back on.
What?
Oh, no. You see the monitor? Now we're outside it, the TARDIS can view the whole anomaly much more clearly. It's Earth. Her planet's entire timeline fractured and suspended in the vortex.
A big ball of timey-wimey stuff, all golden and shimmering.
It shouldn't be. What's he doing? It's drenched in Artron energy coming from the Nine's TARDIS. He's hopped into the center, desynchronized his shields.
Oh, those vortisaurs we evicted, they're still trailing the cruiser. I've got a few friends that have joined them. More than a few. Have you got a better screen than this? Something, I don't know, a bit more 3D.
So that's what he's doing. No wonder every scavenger in the vortex is heading our way.
I can taste it. They've been soaked with time distortion.
He's absorbing it into his TARDIS. He'll destroy Earth's entire history.
Hold on, if your shields aren't linked anymore...
We're a sitting duck. The vortisaurs are ripping the cruiser apart. We're getting dragged back into the explosion.
We need to stop this.
Jenny, those switches.
These?
Yes, flick them all in sequence.
Doctor, the helmet regulator, stabilize now.
Quite right. How did you know?
We're losing structural integrity.
Dimensional buffers.
On it.
Oh, that's quite remarkable. Instinctive TARDIS control. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Well, what can I say? Take after my dad.
Is that everyone?
Everyone who ran fast enough.
The rest of the ship is breaking apart.
Not breaking. Those monsters are back and they're ripping us to shreds.
We'll be safe in here.
You said that last time. What about this thing? Isn't it that Doctor's escape capsule? Hey! Let us in! What's wrong with it? It's vibrating. Is it even here?
Fading in and out of reality. Forget it! My cruiser's flight deck is designed to function independently. It'll work even if we lose everything else.
Ooh, I think you already have.
You? What are you doing back here?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm using a toy from the Nine's vault. What's it called? Oh, yes, solid hologram projection. Much less boring than a simple radio call. Don't you agree? Excuse me. Doctor! I have a message from the Nine.
Is that someone knocking?
You took too long to answer.
I don't recall inviting you onto my ship.
Knocking was a courtesy. I can, of course, project myself directly from his TARDIS to yours along your communication channel. Oh. Have you ever thought about decorating?
We like it this way. It's neat.
Could you leave us alone? We're trying to stop the damage your partner has caused from getting any worse. To stop those people dying.
Partner? You do know who these people are, don't you?
Innocent tourists.
Hardly. This is an end of the world cruise.
A what?
The obscenely rich enjoying the spectacle of planetary destruction with fine wines, gourmet food, and of course the very best musical accompaniment. Bassoon optional.
Yes, didn't you know? They're all terrible, terrible people.
Is that true?
The name on the ship would be the giveaway. Apocalypse Death Watch. Plastered all over the hull.
I never saw the outside. I arrived by TARDIS.
Right, yes.
Has he gone yet?
Shh, please! I'm doing it now!
So that's who they are. Thrill-seekers. Rubberneckers. Come to gawp at destruction with no thought for suffering. For billions of lives snuffed out as entertainment.
Oh, that's hardly fair. The snuffing out happens anyway.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, though, isn't it? If a billion peasants die screaming in a solar fireball and there's no oligarch there to hear it, do they actually make a sound?
That isn't the point!
If they are there for the spectacle, they are monsters. Let them die.
No, that's not what I meant either. We can't make that decision. You know who I am? I'm the Doctor. I try to save lives wherever I can, whether there are 20 of them, two, or just one. And whatever they've done, I could never stand in judgment and condemn them.
Right. The man who never would.
Lana, let me speak to the Nine.
I am rather busy.
He didn't go for it. He said he was some do-gooder. I thought he'd drop these degenerates like hot coals once he found out what they were.
The Doctor's brand of compassion is annoyingly all-inclusive.
Let the Doctor speak to the Nine, and he'd better listen.
Nine, you know what will happen if you do this.
Let me guess, something very, very upsetting, but not to me.
You'll destroy this cruiser, and you'll obliterate Earth's history.
See, I was right.
If we pull both our TARDISes out now, we can cauterize the wounds. It will seal all the holes in Earth's timelines. Well, eventually.
Yes, you know how that sounds to me. Blah, 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 blah. You can't have nice things. Sorry, but I can. Bye!
And she's gone.
He cut me off. Again. Right. Hold on tight.
Whoa! Oh, this is great.
I'm plotting a course to fly around his ship and cut every strand, free the Earth's time tracks from the Nine, and the whole thing will snap back into place. Well, in theory.
What's wrong?
The TARDIS knows what's coming. She's being stubborn about taking off.
Maybe I could persuade her?
Well, you're welcome to try.
Are we still parked on the flight deck?
Just about.
Are those people still stuck, with Voltasaur's attack?
One thing at a time. I'll have to work out what to do afterwards.
But if we leave, there won't be an afterwards. They'll die.
If I don't stop the Nine, he'll destroy an entire world. Sometimes I can't save everyone.
No. We can.
Jenny, I'm about to take off. If you step outside, I won't be able to get back. And if I don't go now...
Mwah! Then do it, Dad. Go!
Jenny! Wait! Come back!
What?
Hold on tight!
That's it, old girl. I know it hurts, but we need every last one.
Stop that!
Oh, you feel like talking to me now?
What are you doing? Your stupid TARDIS is cutting through all my beautiful time strands.
I'm setting Earth's timeline free. Once your TARDIS dematerializes, its history will be restored. I hope.
I'm not going.
You need to leave. Or I'll have to hit you where it hurts. Time ram.
You can't do that.
Oh, we bypassed all our safeguards when we linked shields.
No, I'm turning them back on.
Too late. Now, where would a time ram hurt you the most?
What's he doing?
He's aiming his TARDIS right at my vault.
Doctor? Doctor, can you hear me?
Just about. How much we'll remember about all this afterwards is anyone's guess. What happens in cauterized time stays in cauterized time. Usually.
We're leaving the vortex. I can see the holes closing behind.
Well done. Now, I'm lining up for my run.
Look at you, flaked chicken with the TARDISes. I'm glad to see that you can be reckless too. You're not just some old fuddy-duddy after all.
Fuddy-duddy?
Do you believe me now? Who I am?
Well, whether or not your story's true, you've more than proved your worth. I'm only sorry I couldn't take you with me.
Yeah, me too.
I would be proud, you know, Jenny. I hope it is true. I'd be honored to call you my daughter.
Doctor? Doctor!
I said I'd be proud to have you as my daughter. Jenny! Hello? I've lost you. All right. Come in, number Nine. Your time is up.
Shut up. Leave me alone. You won't do it.
Why not? For the future of Earth? What have I got to lose?
He's coming at us. The Doctor. I don't believe it. He's showing off to that kid.
He's right, Nine. It's better for us to run and fight another day. Oh, yes, yes. Think of all the beautiful things out there we can still collect.
Go on, then.
We're back in normal space. In future, you lot might want to think twice about rubbernecking disasters.
Where are you taking us?
Actually, nowhere. Out of fuel. But someone's coming. Does galactic heritage mean anything to you?
Oh, I'd rather not get them involved.
Oh, too late. They're already on their way.
What happened in the vortex? I can't quite remember. Where's the rest of the cruiser? The champagne? The canapes?
We crashed? No, we didn't crash. Did we meet a man in there?
What happens in authorised time stays in authorised time.
Where's my regular pilot? Who are you? Are you even qualified?
I'm Jenny. And apparently I'm brilliant.
You have been listening to The Legacy of Time, Relative Time, written by Matt Fitton. The Doctor was played by Peter Davison, Jenny, Georgia Tennant, The Nine, John Heffernan, Thana, Ronnie Ancona, Captain, Mandy Simons, Mr. Gregorian, Christian Brassington. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Director Ken Bentley, producer David Richardson, script editor Guy Adams. Executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.